A Caribbean nation's experiencing possibly the worst protests in 40 years. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll check in with a ministry to get the impact story in a moment. And now that it's October, many folks are already thinking ahead to Christmas. That includes ministries that work with kids. We've got a couple of ways for you to lend a hand. But first, mass protests continue in Haiti's major cities as demonstrators call for the president's ouster. Several people died and thousands rallied in the streets last week. Chronic food and fuel shortages are reportedly driving the unrest, but the protests are nothing new. Gilbo Saint-Cyr directs Compassion International's work in Haiti. Speaking to MNN through an unstable connection, he says Compassion staff were prepared for the current lockdown.
Last year, we got the same situation. People were asking for president to go. Since that time, we have made some good decisions to provide laptops and internet connectivity to most of our staff so they could work, they could be home base.
Thankfully, no staff or sponsored kids have been injured or affected by those protests. Compassion works with more than 300 churches to help over 120,000 kids in Haiti.
Working in this country is not something easy, but we are very grateful to God that he has appointed us to be alongside to the churches.
The opposition is rallying people for another round of mass protests this week, so please continue praying for Haiti.
I would like them to lift the country up so we could have peace.
Next, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship recently received a favorable ruling in its religious discrimination suit against the University of Iowa. Providing the spark notes for the case, Greg Howe, Director of External Relations at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
InterVarsity just received a ruling from a federal court which declared that the University of Iowa has been illegally discriminating against religious groups on campus. We're delighted by this, and this all began in about 2017 when the University of Iowa began derecognizing all the religious groups on campus, Christian groups, Muslim groups, LDS groups, because all of the groups required their leaders to share the faith of that group, which is just common sense. But the university said that this violated their non-discrimination requirement.
Here's the thing. This university isn't alone in its interpretation of its non-discrimination policy.
They're taking a perfectly good non-discrimination policy and then taking it to an illogical extreme. And so I don't think of the university as our enemy. It's our mission field. I don't think of these administrators in the vast majority of cases as malicious or anti-Christian. I think they're saying, oh, we should be maximally inclusive. And they aren't thinking through the implications of what they're doing.
Pray for continued open doors for the gospel on college campuses. And with the holiday season just around the corner, Christmas ministries are already beginning preparations. Slava Gospel Association aims to reach unchurched children in Europe and Central Asia with the gospel this year in their Emmanuel's Child program. Eric Mock from SGA says,
The approach of the Emmanuel's Child program is to assist churches that may not have the resources for that outreach to strengthen and expand their planned outreaches for Christmas. Our goal is to help churches reach as many as 40,000 kids in this year.
Each child gets a Christmas gift that includes a Bible, basic supplies, and a gospel star ornament that has the donor's name printed on it.
But most of all, they heard that they weren't alone. That there was someone on the other side of the world that cared enough about them, even though they had never met them, to pray for them. And not only are we equipping the church for the work of ministry, but we are also letting people know about who Jesus is.
Plus, Emmanuel's Child gives any leftover funds to the local churches that they're partnering with. These funds can buy Sunday school materials and Easter gifts so that kids can learn about God all year round. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. And you've told us how much you value this program, that it's needed for such a time as this. So your monthly donation will help us spread the word through today's breaking stories that reveal how God is moving in your world. Look for links to help us spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.